They heard the call to lunch and went towards the dining room.
"I hope you'll enjoy the lunch," Rogers said. "There are potatoes and cold meat. We have plenty of food."
Then he added,
"But I'm worried that Fred Narracott hasn't come this morning. It's very strange."
Miss Brent arrived, carrying a bag of grey wool.
"The weather's changing," she said. "The wind's quite strong and the sea's getting rough."
Mr. Justice Wargrave came in, followed by Vera Claythorne.
"General MacArthur is still sitting by the sea," Vera said. "He probably doesn't know that it's lunchtime. He's acting a little strangely today."
Dr. Armstrong went to get him. The others started to eat. When Rogers was picking up empty plates, he suddenly stopped.
"Someone's running,"
he said in a frightened voice. They all knew. And then Dr. Armstrong stood at the door.
"General MacArthur, he's dead,"
he said. Each of the seven people looked at the others. Nobody knew what to say. They brought the old man's body inside just before the rain started. Blore and Armstrong took the body upstairs. Vera returned to the dining room. She was looking at the table as Rogers came in behind her.
"You're right, Rogers," Vera said. "Look, there are only seven."
Armstrong examined the body, then returned to the sitting room.
"This wasn't an accident," he said. "Somebody hit him on the back of the head. I don't know what they used."
Mr. Justice Wargrave spoke.
"So, now we can be sure. This morning I was watching you men. It was clear that you were looking for someone. So, you also thought that the deaths weren't an accident. Nobody has killed themselves.